Hello and welcome to this podcast. We are Nini, Eric and Eric, and today we will be discussing the reduction in fertility in Hungary and Poland and how the situation in these countries compared to that of Norway. The decision of millions of people to leave to Western Europe in favour of better paid jobs, combined with low birth rates, has contributed to shrinking populations and fueled fears of dying communities across the East European region. This is especially true in the case of Hungary, whose population dropped from 10 million in 2010 to 9.7 million in January 2018. Eric, can you tell us a little bit about the situation there and what measures are being taken by the government to counter this demographic decline?
Well, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán sees liberal democracy as the blame for the demographic decline, claiming it interferes with traditional family values. Consequently, he has announced a 7-point family action plan. With it, he promises that women who have four or more children will never pay income tax again, instead of leveling out the declining population by allowing more immigrants into the country. The Prime Minister finds it preferable for Hungarian families to have more children. He has also promised favorable mortgage terms for families with multiple children, support for families with three or more children to buy a car, and increased funding for daycare centers and kindergarten. The goal is that these measures will boost the country's population.
This seems all very drastic, but Poland, which is facing similar struggles, have also turned to family politics as a possible solution to the fertility decline. Isn't that so, Erica?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Trying to turn around an estimated 15% population decline by 2050, Poland too has turned to family politics as a possible answer. In April 2016, the Polish government launched a program, quote-unquote, Family 500+, to boost birth rates and reduce child poverty by improving living conditions of large families. The principles of the 500+ program are relatively simple. A childcare benefit for the second and subsequent children under 18 years of age in the amount of 500 Polish lira per month. Less affluent families will also be entitled to receive the benefit for the first or only child, provided that the income of the family does not exceed 800 Polish lira per person. The income obtained from this benefit is not taxed and does not result in restrictions on the payment of any other type of allowances, such as family benefits or social welfare allowances. The hope is that this program will make it easier and more attractive to have children, but we have yet to see that this actually works.
Thank you, Erika. It seems clear to me that both Hungary and Poland are facing a real demographic crisis, but how can the same be said for our own country, Eric?
Well, in the case of Norway, the Prime Minister, as recently as in her New Year's Eve speech in 2019, urged women to get more children. Today, only 1.6 children are born per family, but the number must be a little above 2 for the current population size to be maintained. Thus, she concluded in her speech by saying that the government should facilitate better for having children while pursuing a university degree or a career. Yet, few measures have been taken. The last three Norwegian governments, the Red-Green, the larger right-wing coalition, and the Blue-Blue, have not increased the government's subsidy called family support, given to families with children, and so in the last they have not increased it in the last two decades. This has caused the family support to, in a sense, be eaten up by inflation. This might have a negative influence on each new family to not settle down as early as they might have if they had a greater state support in comparison to Hungary and Poland. Therefore, very few measures have been taken, but consequences remain the same with the low population increase.
Yes, so what are some of the consequences of a decreasing population, Erica?
Society relies on a model in which grown-ups take care of children and a viable workforce compensates for the elderly. If the trend of fertility decline continues, this model will no longer be applicable. This, in turn, will hit the economy hard, as fewer children ultimately entails fewer taxpayers and aging population.
So, in conclusion, in order for a state to maintain the current population level, a number of measures must be implemented. As we've seen in the cases of Norway and Poland, the government leads a proactive family support policy, but so far this has not had an effect. The radical steps that Hungary has taken through its family action plan is the measure most likely to have an effect on the fertility decline in the coming decades.